So provisioning devices, IoT devices, is something that can get tricky when you come to have a lot of these devices. The device provisioning service helps you do that, automate that provisioning of all these devices when they come online for the first time. And Nicole is coming on the show today to show us a demo of how that works. And actually, she will be provisioning 100 of devices in a matter of seconds without having to change anything in code. Hey, this is the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. Nicole came back on the show today to show us some cool demo on how you deploy or provision devices at scale, like hundreds of these devices, very simply. So, hey, Nicole, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Olivier. It's always a pleasure.
Anytime. You're welcome. Your house.
We're all family.
So, so we're gonna see a nice demo. But before, as a preamble, let's talk about what is that feature and what is DPS solving for our customers, for developers?
Yeah, so the device provisioning service aims to help customers really deploy their devices at scale. Mm-hmm. And it helps not only just for scale deployments, but also deployments where you have a geo-sharded solution, where you have the same kind of instance of that solution in different regions of the world, and you sell a device that needs to connect to whichever one has the lowest latency, instead of having to have a SKU for West US and a SKU for Europe and a SKU for Australia, because nobody wants to manage that number of SKUs.
Yeah, yeah.
You just tell the device, go talk to DPS, and DPS will figure it out based on where that device actually ended up, rather than what SKU it happened to be.
Okay.
So there are a couple of other different scenarios that DPS is super helpful for connecting your devices to the right IoT solution, such as multi-tenancy. So if you are selling your application to a variety of different customers of yours, you can just set it up so that each customer has their devices go to a specific spot.
Oh, interesting. I didn't think about this scenario. Nice. So we had some demos of DPS, how that works, preparing an enrollment, various ways of having devices authenticate to DPS. What is it you're going to show today that's different?
Yeah. So the last time you had me on the show, I showed how do you set up a single device to talk through the provisioning service.
Easy.
And that's super easy, but it's, anything is easy when you deal with only one device.
Yes.
You really show the beauty of how to deal at scale when you talk about more than one device. And in this case, I'm going to show how to simulate 100 different devices that are going to connect to DPS and get provisioned to my IoT hub.
Let's do that.
Yeah, so just a little quick background about why this is so important is that when you're manufacturing these devices, you don't want to do multiple touches on these devices, and you don't want to have to manage multiple different types of firmware.
Okay.
So that means that each device, when it goes off, it needs to have generally one piece of unique information, or two, depending on how you define an identity.
Yeah.
It needs a unique identity, which is an ID and a key.
Okay.
And then otherwise, the firmware that's running on the device, you generally want to be the same.
Yeah.
So in this case, I'm going to show you my lovely simulated toaster company called Toasters R Us. And Toasters R Us generate, it's every toaster should be the same, right?
Yeah.
It should all be running the same.
You mean out of factory, right?
Yes.
Out of factory.
Yeah. Every toaster should be, come off where I buy a toaster, you buy a toaster, and we swap toasters, it works the exact same way.
But he was saying that they still need to have some piece of unique identity somewhere that has been put in there by whom, right?
That generally happens on the manufacturing line while the initial firmware image is getting flashed on that device.
Got it.
So as in the factory floor, there's generally some type of tool that's used that injects that identity into that device.
Okay. And can you at this point leverage hardware secure modules such as TPM and things like that?
Certainly. Yeah. Oftentimes, in fact, those tools are specifically made to inject identities securely into some sort of secure hardware.
Got it. So no one can see it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Unfortunately, that's not what I'll be showing you today,
because
I am doing simulated devices and I don't have 100 TPMs in my bag to get out. But in this case, I'm doing simulated toasters that are identified with X509 certificates.
Okay.
So I've gone ahead and I've generated my X509 certificates, and I'm going to use each toaster will have its own unique certificate.
Okay.
And what I did to set this up.
They all have the same root though, right?
They all have the same root, exactly.
Okay.
So I had the same signing certificate that if you care to look at my provisioning service that I've got set up, I just called it my master toaster cert, and I've already gone ahead and I verified the status.
Got it, okay.
So I've said, okay, hey, provisioning service, here's the certificate I'm going to be using for signing the toasters, and I've proved that I, Nicole, own this cert so that nobody else can claim it, and they know that there's it's a valid cert.
Okay.
And then I've also gone ahead and linked my DPS to this one IoT hub because I'm just want to get all my toasters online as fast as possible.
You could have done with several of them.
I could have done with several if I'm doing like a geo-sharded hub. But in this case, I just want to get my toasters online, in this case in East US, because I'm selling in Boston next week at a toaster trade fair. Having too much fun with this. So, and then I went ahead and I created an enrollment for the premium line of my toasters, which all will use the Master Toaster as their signing certificate.
Got it.
So every toaster that comes through, I've signed that device's cert with my Master Cert so that that device has been proven as valid when it talks to my IoT application.
Okay.
I've also set it up where I want all of my toasters to come in. These are actually being sold to a tenant called Contoso.
Okay.
I want to make sure that they're up to date, so I give it the latest firmware version of 1.1.2, and then the URL where it can download that version of the firmware from, and just have a use case in there for my own tracking.
So that's basically the famous, you know, first time experience today when you turn on a device.
Yep.
First thing it says is like, I need to be updated.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, why are you telling me? Why don't you just go do it?
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's what TPS allows you to do.
Yeah, what it does is and basically tell that device, you know, when you show up at your IoT hub, it will come ready with the list of things you need to go do. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just to show there's nothing on my sleeves, if I go to registration records, there's no device. I know. Like, and then if I go to my IoT hub, you know, Toasters R Us East, and I go to my devices, there are no devices here. If once this refreshes, you'll be able to see it.
Yep.
And so now let me go to the VM where I'm running my toasters.
Okay.
And first I wanted to show you what the script I'm going to run that kicks off my toaster simulation.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm doing is I'm using the exact same simulated device DLL to spin up my toasters.
Same code.
The exact same code. The only difference is I'm passing in a different index for which toaster number it is. And that index tells my simulated device which cert to use, essentially. Because it's all running locally on this VM.
Okay.
It's not.
No, but that's a smart way to simulate, illustrate the idea of a piece of firmware that is always the same, gets the identity from HSM, whatnot, and uses that to authenticate with DPS.
Exactly.
Love it.
So if I run my demo,
okay,
we'll start kicking off, and you can see the number of toasters goes up.
Yep.
And in this case, I'm going to be simulating 100 different toasters. And if I go back to my registration records and I refresh, you will see.
Boom,
toasters. So these toasters are already starting to show up. And if I go into my IoT hub
and the
and
order
hit refresh,
doesn't matter, right? Because
It's whenever these toasters come online, then we'll register them.
Yeah.
So each of these toasters is now enabled. I can load more.
Nice.
And you'll see that there's just tons of these suckers. Let's go into toaster 19 because it's a prime number.
Yeah.
And you'll see that not only did we create this digital toaster, but if I go into the device twin, it's been set up with all the information that toaster needs.
Exactly. Property and so on.
Exactly. So here's the tag with the tenant information.
Though.
And we can see here's the firmware version we wanted to have, the firmware URL, and the use case is Breakfast Master Plus.
That's awesome. Love it.
Yeah.
That's pretty straightforward. Is that demo available for people to go play with and repro? And?
Not yet.
Okay.
We are trying to put together this so that we can have it, you know, published on GitHub where anybody can take it and run with it.
Okay. So as soon as we have it, we're going to add the link.
Yep, exactly.
Under this video. Perfect. So people can come back, watch the video again.
Yep, watch the video again.
Enough.
Yeah, and go through and, you know, install it so they too can install their own toaster simulation.
Love it. One more thing I want to add is that now DPS can provision edge devices, IoT edge devices.
That is
so
correct.
It's pretty solid because when you consider the configuration of your device to twin, you can actually consider doing that for edge. As in you prepare a deployment for your edge devices, device come online, go to DPS, gets its connection stream for IoT hub, gets a tag that tells it, or property, whatever, tells it which deployment to deploy once it's connected to IoT Hub, and off you go.
Yeah, I didn't show it to you this time, but it's as easy as checking a box in the enrollment and saying, hey, this device, when it comes in, is going to be an edge device. And then when that device registers to IoT Hub, the rest just magically works. It's amazing to watch.
And we'll have that in another IoT show episode.
Sounds great.
Demo. Awesome. Thanks, Nicole.
Yeah, thank you, Olivier.
Glad to have you.
Thanks.